Chapter 9. The Count's Party. For the next few weeks, there was only one name that interested anyone in Paris society: the Count of Monte Cristo. At plays, operas, and dinners, everyone asked about this mysterious man and his magnificent wealth. As if to answer, the Count threw a lavish party at his new house. All the richest nobles arrived, dressed in their most stylish clothes and dripping with jewels. But everyone's eyes were on the Count as he moved gracefully among his guests. None of the guests studied their host closer than Mercedes. As the Count passed, she took his arm. "It's hot in here, Count," she said. "Perhaps you would take a walk with me in the garden?" For a second, the Count's calm smile vanished, and panic flashed across his face. Mercedes took his arm, and they strolled among elegant fountains and lime trees hung with twinkling Chinese lanterns. "Albert tells me that you have sailed all over the world, Count," Mercedes said. "I wonder if you ever met a sailor named Edmond Dantès." The Count flinched. "I have not, madam. Is he a friend?" "He was a man I loved, but I was told that he died in prison many years ago." The Count flinched again, his jaw clenched. "Who told you that?" he demanded. But before Mercedes could reply, Danglars interrupted their walk. "Excuse me, Count," he asked, "but I wondered if you have given any thought to my service as a banker." The Count turned. He looked at Danglars with awful calmness. "Very well, Baron," he said. "The time has come. Follow me." The Count led Danglars into his drawing room, where he opened a wooden chest. "I would like you to look after my entire fortune," he said. Danglars' eyes glinted with greed. The chest was filled with diamonds, rubies, and emeralds that glimmered like a rainbow in the gaslight. "Can you take them to your bank immediately?" asked the Count. Without another word, Danglars picked up the chest and carried it from the room. The Count smiled grimly. His plan for revenge had begun. "Your greed ruined my life, Danglars," he said to himself. "Now watch it as it ruins your own."